the Versailles Treaty, it had some severe repercussions on Germany after World War I. Do you feel that this treaty might have caused some of the resentment towards the Jewish people?
Well, the treaty caused a lot of resentment, not so much immediately after the treaty, but as the 20s progressed and going into the 30s with the Depression, a lot of resentment against the West, and internally in Germany, the Nazis were able to focus their problems on a scapegoat, and they used the Jewish population of Germany as the cause of their problems in the later 20s and the 30s. And there's no question the Versailles Treaty was a very punitive one. World War I was a horrible experience. I think the war dead and the belligerent armies was between 10 and 12 million. Just a very wrenching experience for the European population at the time, and causing a lot of demographic problems. Just the simple ratio of the number of women of marriageable age to the number of men of marriageable age, and it was a watershed. The Jews, wherever they were, would tend to suffer or prosper with the general population. So probably the treaty didn't have anything directly. Was not directly related to the later persecution of the Jews in Nazi Germany. That was a function of Hitler's mind and his racial and ethnic theories and his viewing the Jews as those that were responsible for the German defeat, trying to control the German economy. He had read a plagiarized publication called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which the Tsarist government had published in the early 1900s, I think 1904, which presented the Jews as a group of people, and the elders of the Jews as a group of people that were bent on world conquest and world domination and controlling economies and manipulating revolutions and all this sort of thing. The publication happened to have been written in France in the, I guess, the 1850s or early 1860s. And it was a veiled attack on Napoleon III in France, and historians and others who have studied that publication can actually show that entire pages are just verbally lifted from the earlier thing against Napoleon III, and just the names change. And the groups changed. The idea being in the 1850s and 60s that Napoleon III wanted to control Europe. And so this was a propaganda piece against him that the Tsarist government republished and changed. And unfortunately, Henry Ford in this country has republished it and changed it. And Hitler seems to have read that after he returned from the front 1919, and as he was developing his theories of what had gone wrong with Germany, why had not this wonderful German Teutonic society succeeded? And he began to focus in Mein Kampf and his ideology on the Jews of Germany and Europe and the world as a conspiracy, being the cause of all the problems that Germany had periodically, and Germany had some horrible problems in the 20s. I used to collect stamps, and I've got stamps that we're concerned about 32 cents to mail a letter. 50 billion Deutschmarks for a stamp would be, now that is inflation. We have not suffered that kind of inflation. 32 cents is fine. $50 billion would be a real problem. And that's the sort of thing that Germany was going through. And so there was a tremendous amount of hardship caused not, well, by the treaty, by the reparations agreements, unfortunately by this country, the U.S. moving back towards an isolationist view of the world, and the French being terribly ethnocentric, as the French can be, because they have a history that goes back to Napoleon and Henry the 14th. So as Hitler was developing his ideology, he began to focus on the Jews in his demented mind, as a target, because they caused all these problems. And that was, if the Jews had have been Norwegians or the Danes or the Belgians, that probably would not have gone anywhere, because people would say, well, the Danes have never really aspired to world control with conspiracies. Maybe the Swedes a long time ago, but probably not. And it would have been dismissed as totally idiotic. But unfortunately, in the last 2,000 years, and even going back before that to the history of the Jews and the Greeks in the 3rd and 2nd century before Christ, there has been this virus of anti-Semitism that picks out the Jews as because we are a separate religion, we are international, we live everywhere, assimilate everywhere, or so do the Baha'is and all kinds of other groups, but we've been doing it for 2,000 years, and religiously there's a connection of the crucifixion of Christ and the role of the Jewish leadership and the Roman leadership in that. The Catholic Church has disavowed the responsibility of the Jewish population of the first century for it, but there has been that tradition, unfortunately, of anti-Semitism. And so when Hitler was able or developed his ideas that it was the Jews that were the cause of Germany's problems, that built on a base of feeling that Jews are different, they're bad, they kill Christ, they sacrifice Christian children for the Passover Seder, which is ridiculous because we can't eat blood. So that is one of the very bad things that a Jew could do. And so he was able to build on that. like I say, if he had of accused. Okay, now that we've got my daughter-in-law matched up with her husband, who is not here, and that's actually back there in Atlanta, we can continue. And what were we talking about?
We were discussing Hitler's
being able to take his racial theory and build on the tradition of anti-Semitism. And that's basically what led to the Holocaust.
Well, it's interesting. His book, Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm, which means my struggle.
He explains how he feels about the Jews. He discusses what he plans on doing with the Jews once, if he should come to power. Was this book dismissed as propaganda, or did anyone think that he could possibly achieve his goal or attempt to achieve?
I don't think in the 1920s when he published that anyone really believed that it was more than just another anti-Semite publishing anti-Jewish propaganda, and probably dismissed it as the fringe of politics. And that's kind of the danger, is if we dismiss the fringes, sometimes they do surface as those in control. But I doubt if the majority of Germans in the 1920s and going into the 1930s really viewed the Jews as such a threat to their way of life that they ought to be eradicated. I just don't believe that most Germans felt that way. I think most of them, just like most Americans, they want to have a decent life and are not focused or mesmerized by wiping out another people. Most Americans, I don't think it anymore, and I never thought we really did, believe that we ought to get rid of all black Americans as a threat. Although segregation in the South and racial theories in the South approached Hitler's racial theories. But most, I don't think most Southerners would ever have actively supported having concentration and extermination camps for the Southern black population. And the South, of course, in the past 40 years has changed dramatically in its interracial relationships. But I think even at the height of segregation, there was no widespread support for exterminating the black population of the South. There were some who would have done that. Our system never allowed them to come into power, and the German system in the 1930s did allow Hitler to come into power.